Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see.
God bless you all. God bless you all tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you. My God, truly, this has been a blessing. I know it has been an experience for many of you. And you know what? We just can't do nothing but give God the glory and give God the praise, because it always, my God, he's always the one that we're going to keep lifting up. I'm telling you right now, I know my by now, my God, you're starting to feel, my God, a little weary, my God, in your little flesh, in your flesh and different things like that. But nevertheless, my God, you're still pushing on. I'm telling you, that is the willpower that you have in you. You can overcome. You can conquer anything that might come your way, no matter what it is. And we just give God the glory, and we thank God for what he is doing. And I'm telling you right now, saints and friends, peoples of God, you know, God is awesome. And I'm telling you right now, he's up to something. But one thing about it, you got to make sure that you are positioned to get ready to receive what God is up to. My God, it doesn't come, I wish I could sit here and tell you how easy it could come. I wish I could sit here and tell you, like, you ain't much you have to do. You could just cross your legs. You know, different things will take effect, my God. But it's not just that easy. Amen. You got to be willing to sacrifice, my God, or crucify your flesh, amen, for you could begin to inherit the things of God and how God designed it to be. But I'm telling you right now that I truly believe that you are on your way. I don't care what your age are, what your age is, or where you at, my God, you finna get ready to live your blessed life. I'm telling you, as long as you got blood running warm in your veins, you still breathing right now, it's not too late for you go ahead and live your best life. And I just thank God for what he is doing, and we just want to continue, my God Almighty, to live our blessed life. Saints of God, and you just go right ahead and go ahead and live into the things of God and what God done have for you. And I'm telling you right now, it is a blessing, and you just got to keep walking, my God, by faith and not by sight. And I know sometimes you could begin to look around you and things could get very, very difficult. But one thing about it, as long as you keep walking by faith and not by sight, things will, my God Almighty, my God, things will be all right, my God, because this faith is what's going to please the Lord thy God. I'm telling you, my God, we be having a journey, and we've been on a journey with the Lord and our Heavenly Father, but nevertheless, I know that you're going to keep pushing, you're going to keep moving on. You're going to have to, amen. Long as you keep pushing, you keep moving on, you're going to inherit the things that God has for you. I could care less what it looks like, care less or whatever somebody say, but you got to keep pushing and you got to keep moving on. Amen. I just thank God for our families and friends, especially in our international area. It's always a blessing to believe, it's always a blessing to, my God, to join in with you and to, my God, to do things with you and intercede with you in the Holy Ghost. Once again, I say this, my God, and I don't say it lightly. We thank God for each and every one of you. And we just thank God for you believing within us, amen, to make us your social media family, your social media family. It's always a blessing, amen. Nevertheless, my God Almighty, we thank God what he is doing with our families and friends in Norway. I thank God for you as well. I thank God for our families and friends, my God Almighty, over there in Europe. We thank God, especially my brothers and sisters right there in South Africa. Oh, my God, it's always a blessing to bless God with our brothers and sisters, especially right there in South Africa. It is a blessing, amen, that as God begin to expand us throughout the world, that you walking with us, you believing in God with us, my God, you are moving with us. But I truly believe that God is up to something, and I truly believe that whatever he's up to, my God, I'm pretty sure it has your name on him. So you might as well just go ahead and give God a praise and go ahead and give God a shout, because whatever God is up to, it has your name on it. I'm telling you, of God, as you continue to empty out yourself and begin to clean, my God, allow your spirit to go through a cleansing, my God, regardless of how it feels. Let me tell you something. It's not easy to face these elephants, my God, within ourselves. But one thing about it, as you begin to face different things in your life and empty things out, empty out, amen, and what you're doing, you are shutting these doors, and guess what? You are not going to have to worry about no enemy, my God, trying to come up later on and come back through this same door. How many of you know you're finna get ready to live your best life? And we just thank God for what he is doing, and we're going to keep on living, we're going to keep on moving, and we're going to keep giving God the praise no matter what. Amen. And Father, we thank you, my God Almighty, this morning for what you are doing, and we give you the praise in spite of what it seems to be, is to be, how it feels to be. We give you the praise, and we magnify your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. God, I thank you as we begin to march forward, as we begin to push forward in the things in our life, God, and also the things that is in the spirit, God. We thank you, God, that you are doing a new thing within us, God. We thank you, God, that the new thing that you're doing inside of us, God, we are not going to be able to go backwards to undo the things that you already doing. We thank you, God, and we give you the praise. And I know that as many of you right now able to give God his praise, amen, regardless of what it is, you praise him for the new thing that he is doing in your life. And God, we thank you that what this new thing is, that we are not going to go back and sabotage it. We are not going to go back and undo it. We are not going to go back and try to manipulate it. We are not going to go back to curve it. We are not going to go back, God, in the name of Jesus. We are going to keep going forward in your divine will and also in your divine plans. We thank you. Amen. And I know that many of you, you can give a God a shout this morning. Give him a shout tonight. Give him a shout this evening or whatever part of day, my God, it is for you. You go ahead and give God a shout as we continue to bless his holy name. Just God, my God, for your brother. Amen. I want to share something with you tonight, amen, and as you continue to fast in the presence of God, as you continue to be into the presence of God, amen, I want to show you, my God, share something with you tonight, peoples of God, my God, what you are doing in the spirit realm, amen, and I know that many of you, you've been fasting, you're praying, my God, in the Holy Ghost, and I know that God is doing so much things within you, amen. And I thank God for you. Amen. And I just bless God and his holy name. Listen, my God, God is taking us through. He's been taking us through a fasting part to where he got us, my God, on water. Some of us, my God, we getting out the social media. We getting on different things. Why is it? Amen. And I know it probably feel like it's harsh, or it's hard to feel like, my God, can I do this? This is hard. Amen. You got to have to understand that you're going to have to put structure in your spiritual life. Amen. Fasting always deal with you, your alignment, your center alignment. Amen. And one thing about God, when you start dealing with water and just purifying, it's pureness. It's pureness. You need to purify your spirit. He's purifying you. Amen. And sometimes we get so much into toxins in our body because you got to understand something. Your body is a temple of who? Of the living God. We totally understand that, correct? And sometimes we get out of the purification where we begin to get into other things, my God Almighty. And because we get out of the purification, God has to realign us and recenter us back into the purification. And as God begin to work with you, saints of God, and as God begin to do what he doing a new thing in you, and he causing you to reflect back on the different things of the past and reflect on different things that your journey that you need to go, that you've been through, that you need to detox from, or you need to, my God, release from. Amen. That's why social media, TV, that's why he say, hey, no social media, no TV. And I want to give you this because I want you to continue to go, even if my God wants this in. Amen. Because why? When God want to do a new thing in you, he don't need something to come in to distract you. When God want to do something new in you, he don't need no fairy tale, no entertainment, y'all hear me, my God, to pour inside of you. Amen. Amen. God is not here to entertain you. So he don't need you when you're in a place of commune with God. He don't need you to be entertained. He don't want you to be entertained. Y'all hear me? Because God is doing a new thing within you. So that's why some of us, he got to pull us back, my God, for the things that entertain us. Sometimes we get so caught up in gossip of the world till we are not getting caught up into the Holy Ghost. And God got to come back in and bring structure into our life. life, amen. We care about what they're going on in the hip hop. We care about what they're going on into the industry. We care about, well, my God, someone's starting to care about what empire got going on. Until where we start to glide away from the things of God. And as we continue to glide away from the things of God, God got to bring us and recenter us. Amen. Because long as we, my God, long as if we are not centered, the enemy can start messing with us, messing with our thoughts, messing with our minds, go to mess with our spirits, go to mess with different things. So God got to recenter us. That's why it's good to begin to get away from certain things, shut certain things off, stop certain things. Why? Now your thought process could be starting to be purified. Now your thought process could be, my God, magnified with the Lord. And now here come the scriptures. God give you the scripture. Why? As something as, my God, toxic goes out, now God want to put in something good. So you're going to begin to put in scripture, put in the word of God. Why? Because you need the word of God to stand upon. If you don't have the word of God, you don't have anything to stand upon. You don't have nothing to fight. The enemy could come and rock your ship left and right. You don't have nothing to stand upon. That's why it's good to start to pull scripture and pulling and pulling and pulling. And as we begin to detox ourselves, we start putting in our spirits great vitamins. We start putting in our spirit great nutrients. Amen. You don't need everybody preaching to you. Amen. It comes to a time to where you need the word of God begin to minister to you. You need the scriptures to leap off that page and to come into your spirit. Amen. You need to be the one that believe that you are blessed. You need to be the one to believe that you are healed. You need to be the one to believe that all things work together for his good. And if you are not the one that believes it, you're going to always depend on somebody else. So that's what God, in the midst of the time of consecration, in the midst of the time of fasting, he begins to give you scripture, begin to give you the word of God, begin to commune to you, begin to talk to you, because you got to understand that every valley or when you go through certain things, not everybody there with you. Amen. You can have people around you, but you still in an isolated situation, or you still in an isolated place. Y'all hear me, my God, tonight. So that's why the word of God begin to come in. The word of God begin to cultivate your spirit. Y'all hear me, my God. These are the things that God placed in place as we begin to commune, as we begin to fast. So many times the enemy begin to fight in a business. Because why? We'll look at it as if it's food. We'll look at it as if, my God, we'll look at it as if, oh, this is just water. We'll look at, oh, it's just TV. Or we'll look at, oh, it's just social media. No, 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 no. It has a significant meaning when God begins to say, hey, I need you to pull back from this. Hey, I need you to get away from this. Hey, I need you to stop this. Amen? And a lot of times, my God, also, it helps bring in structure. You cannot discipline your flesh or crucify your flesh without structure. Amen? Without discipline. Y'all hear me? My God. So God begins to take us on a journey to where we have to discipline. That's where the training comes in. That's when they say, hey, you are staying absent from this time to that time. You stop doing this from that time to this time. You only do this from this time to that time. Because why? Many of us need order. Many of us need structure. And if we never practice structure or never, my God, imply structure in our spirit, amen, a lot of us will walk with rebellion. This is how rebellion keeps, this is how a rebellion person or rebellion comes into the body of Christ. When you begin to deal with a person that deals with a rebellion, that's a person that does not fast. Point blank. They does not fast. They're not a consecrated person. They're not a person that seek the face with God. Because every person that fasts or every person that consecrate and seek the face with God, God brings discipline. It brings discipline in your life. It brings structure in your life. God gives specific structure, specific
order that you must have to obey or you apply in your life. That's why God said, do this, do this, do this, do this. This is why certain things on certain days or certain things is implemented at certain times. It does what? It brings discipline. It brings what? Structure. You need discipline. You need structure. One thing that the enemy loves, he loves an individual that does not have a discipline. Amen. It's something to where you're very knowledgeable of the word of God. And we have a lot of knowledgeable individuals where they are knowledgeable of the word of God, but yet they have no wisdom. So they still walking in destruction. That's a dangerous individual where they are knowledgeable in the word of God, but they don't have no wisdom. They don't have no structure. They don't have no order. So this is why we have certain things in certain, my God, instructions, my God, as God give it. He give instruction to put order. He could put structure in our life. Because if you cannot follow instruction, why in the world God need to put you on the battlefield? Y'all better hear me. My God, if you cannot follow instruction, why in the world God need to get you ready for this blessing? Amen? You have to follow what? Instruction. And this is why God constantly say, live a fasting life. Live a consecrated life. Amen. You live a life. My God, this is great. My God. Also, shutting down, getting in a quiet place. My God, shutting down. You communion with God. It's good that in your walk with God, you begin to shut people out. You get off the telephone. You get off different things. You're not being mean. You're not being harsh. This is how you recalibrate. My God, y'all hear me. Your spirit. You're recalibrating your spirit from the things of the world. You're recalibrating your spirit from your job. You're recalibrating different things. So many of you are full. So many of you are full. Soon somebody say something to you, you're ready to lash out. Amen. You're ready to go here. You're ready to chop somebody's head off. My God. You need a spiritual recalibration. Amen. To bring what? Order back into your life. Structure back into your life. Holiness back into your life. Fruits of the Spirit back into your life. And it's only going to happen in the presence of God. And once you begin to operate on this level and begin to operate in these things, now you begin to operate or articulate in the kingdom of God. And when you operate in the kingdom of God, let me tell you something, skies are the limit. Skies are the limit. And some of you right now, you're trying to get away from different things. You need a little bit more of this. I hear prayers all the time. Say, Pastor, I want a little bit more of God. I want more of God. I can't get enough of God. I want more of Him. Well, to get more of Him is living a life of fasting and what? Praying. Also, consecration. And the more you live a scripture in a disciplined life, you will get what? More of, y'all better hear me, you'll get more of God. God, we thank you that tonight, as you've given us understanding and you've given us insight, while you begin to give a structure, while you begin to give instruction, my God, to certain things and certain journey, God, we thank you. And Father, we come before you, before the table, and ask you to forgive us, because some things we have not took it, my God, we've been taking it for granted, God. So God, we ask you to forgive us, because we did not understand the significant meaning by certain things. We thought shutting off the TV just means just shutting off the TV. I can't watch my favorite TV show. I got addicted to the soap operas. I got addicted to Hollywood and what they are doing, God. My God, we took that for granted as well, because we did not understand its significant meaning. I thought that certain time frames to do this and do that, God. I thought you just want to give a time frame to do that or a time frame to do that. Honestly, God, we really did not know why, but we understand now, God, why you give a specific time frame, why you give us specific instruction to bring forth discipline and bring forth structure, not only to us in the spirit, but also to us into the natural. God, we thank you that now our prayer life is not going to be the same. Our fasting life is not going to be the same, because we have an insight why we need to fast. We have an insight same why we need to consecrate. We thank you, God, for giving us instruction. We thank you for giving us understanding so we can keep on moving, being sounds of God and pleasing to you in your sight. The Bible says, resist the enemy, he shall flee. 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 I want to say that again. Resist the enemy, and he shall flee. Resist the enemy, he shall flee. Y'all hear me? And the only way you're going to resist the enemy is resisting him from where? Your flesh. Resisting him from where? Your mind. Y'all hear me? From your mind. And the only way you're going to do that is keep applying scripture and discipline in your life. Through what? Fasting, and also through prayer. If you're not a faster, if you're not a prayer, if you're not applying these principles in your life, my God, you're always complaining about it. Oh God, I can't do this. I can't do this. Baby, that's your flesh. That is, my God, that is your flesh. You're not used to resisting the enemy. You're not used to having structure. You're not used to having order. You hear me? We can talk the talk, and that's what God is trying to get out of us. My God, not only the ones to talk the talk, but you got to also get ready to walk the walk. Amen? We got so many talkers, but through, my God, a walker, walker. That's why the Bible also say many are called, but few are chosen. We got many talkers, but few chosen one. I got a question tonight. Are you a chosen one of God? Are you a chosen vessel of God? Are you the one that saying, you know what? I'm a walker discipline line. I'm a walker structure line. I'm a walker life of holiness. That way, when I speak in an atmosphere, the words that I say gonna penetrate through heaven, with the words that I say gonna make a sound through the atmosphere, no longer that the words that I begin to speak out of my mouth, that it's gonna hit my ceiling and fall right back to the ground. Now my words gonna have power behind it. Now my words gonna have thrust behind it. Because I decided, my God, tonight, by understanding the articulation of what God is doing, how to live a structural life, why I need to live it, why I need to walk in it, why I need to pray in it, why I need to buy a base in it, because God is calling order, and the only way for me to inherit for the things of God is cause order in my life. Are you ready, my God, for what God is ready to do in you? I dare you tonight, you go ahead and give God a amen. You are never looking at fasting the same way. You will never look at consecration the same way. You are looking at the same, because it's God trying to do something within you. God trying to bring you to another level. It's not all, my God, about it. God is trying to bring you into another place. I heard this old saying, new level calls for new devil. At the end of the day, when your spirit is fast up and prayed up, I can tell less what new devils might come my way. All of them still look the same to me, because Jesus saw, and all of them got to fall when the anointed man or anointed woman of God comes into the place. Y'all better hear me in the name of Jesus. Every giant that came into your life, they gonna fall, regardless of what new level that you don't enter into, regardless of what new situation that you don't enter to. You're gonna realize that what God placed inside of you, you are a force to be reckoned with. Somebody give me an amen tonight. You are a force to be reckoned with. That's why it's very important for you to understand how to crucify. It's very important for you to get out the norm of your prayer life. Get out the norm of your consecration and fasting. It's very important for you to understand that. That's why it's very important that 12 a.m. you're trying to say, Pastor, you got 12 a.m. I got so much going on. I got this going on. I got that going on. It doesn't matter what time. All that matters, if God give an instruction, I'm going to apply the instruction. Because at the end of the day, right about now, I'm resisting the devil. I'm resisting the enemy. And right about now, because I'm resisting the enemy, my God, they're trying to make me be slumbering, make me go to sleep, make me say you can't do it, make me not spend time with God, make me not to have discipline, make me not to have order, make me not to have structure in my life. I'm resisting the enemy, and guess what? Many of you are resisting the enemy right now. So the enemy that you have seen on yesterday, you are not going to see him again, because you're going to make it through every word and every promise and every instruction that God has spoke to you and gave you instruction to do. You're going to do it without complaining. You're going to do it without whining. You're going to do it without, my God Almighty, without thinking of nothing to it. It's going to become easy. Your life, your walk with God from now and here on out is going to become easy. You're going to have a joyous time with the Lord, because you understand the discipline and structure that God is applying in your life. You will not wrestle with the Holy Ghost no more. You shall not, my God, accept the spirit of rebellion as if it's your brother, as if it's your sister, as if it's your friend, as if it's one of your relatives. It shall not be a part of your intellect. It shall not be a part of your social conversation. It shall not resonate. You must have the residue in your minds. You shall be a free child of God that walking upright with a disciplined life before the living God. Somebody might say amen in the Holy Ghost before I run off this line. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's why it's very important. Now you understand that what God gave. Jesus, the Bible says, when Jesus was laid in the wilderness by the Holy Ghost to be tempted by the devils, he was tempted by the devil. He was led in the Holy Ghost in the wilderness to be tempted by who? By the enemy. Jesus resisted the devil in the time of what? Fasting. The Bible says he fasted 40 days and he was fasting 40 nights. And by the end of the fast, he began to resist the enemy with what? The word of God. Now you see why it's very important to have the word of God in you. Yeah, you see why it's very important to crucify the flesh. Jesus went through it at the beginning of his ministry. He resisted the enemy. And because he resisted it through what? Prayer, through consecration, through fasting, through applying the word of God. He had to understand the word, and because he understood the word, he was able to articulate the word. He didn't say, the blood of Jesus, get out of my way, Jade, the devil. He didn't say that. He countered the enemy with the word of God. My God, the enemy says, you need to turn these stones into bread. And Jesus said, men shall not live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. Y'all hear me? If you don't have the word inside of you, that's why God said, I need you to get out of social media. I need you to get out of, you know, every episode of Empire. You know, every soul of every story. You know, every soul of every TV. But what is my word? What is the episode of my word? Y'all hear me? You got to know the episode of God's word if you're going to be able to resist who? The enemy. That's why some of us are still having problems in our flesh. That's why some of us are still yielding to our weakness, because we have not brought the discipline of the word of God in it. So God said, I need you to get out of all that. I need you to get out of all that. I don't need you to worry about your financial responsibility. I need you to stay focused on me. Why? Because when the enemy took God up on a high cliff and he showed Jesus, he said, listen, I give you all of this if all you have to do is bend down and worship me. If you are not anchored in God, if you are not inside of God, it's easier for you to fall in between. It's easier for you to fall in that trap. Many people saying, God, the devil ain't going to do this. The devil ain't do that. The devil is a liar. The devil, they are a liar. Because the Bible says, the enemy, my God, the devil showed Jesus a kingdom and said, I give this kingdom to you. I give you all the wealth. I give you all this. And Jesus looked at the enemy and resisted him again in the time of what? A time of fasting. He resisted him again in a time of what? A time of prayer, intercession. He resisted him again in a time of what? A time of seeking God. And he put the word on him. He put the word upon him. What he put the word upon him? He put the word of something that he know. He said, man shall not, my God, my man shall only worship God alone, my God, my. And that's why God said, that's why I need you to shut off everything, because you need to understand I'm the only one that you need to worship. I'm the only one that you need to talk to. And if you never shut it off, you will never understand that I'm the one that you need to talk to. So therefore, when the enemy wants to come in like a flood, I shut everything down for the Holy Ghost to lift up a standard against him. But if I don't have nothing in me, there ain't going to be nothing come out of me. I don't want you to look at fasting and never again in a day in your life the same way like you used to look at it. I want you to use it as a, my God, a weapon to bring you in alignment, my God, in a calibration with the living God. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty, tonight. My God, y'all hear me tonight. I want to share this point with you, and I'm going to get off, because tomorrow night we're going to have a time in the Holy Ghost in prayer. I don't want you to look at your situation, because you probably say it's hard. And you, oh, Pastor, I'm going through. I got this coming at me. I got that coming at me. But what I'm doing is wrong. That's the wrong philosophy, the wrong context that people gave you. Because at the end of the day, only you know where you stand with God. Jesus went through a beating. Jesus went through a whipping. Jesus done been lied on. He done been spit on. He done been on the cross and been crucified. He done been pierced into his side. He done had nails, my God, the breakthrough bones, my God, and caused him to just bleed. He done been mocked that. He had a whole colony coming at against him. Did he get anything wrong? No, he didn't. Did anything wrong. Everything that he was doing was right. Baby, I'm here to tell you, the moment you accept it, that I'm ready for a change, you better get ready. That's the time of the get the hell what unleash at you. That doesn't mean you're in a judgment of God. The devil is a liar, a wrong philosophy. It doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. You've probably been doing something right. And I declare the decree tonight, I feel the Holy Ghost. Everybody that is trapped from their past, that they feel like they're a failure, that they feel like they did something wrong. The devil is a liar. If you're on this line tonight, you've been doing something right. That God can position you to get saved. God can position you for an outpouring. You won't never look at your life the same way again. You won't never look at issues the same way again. You, maybe you are doing something right for the gates of hell want to come against you. If Jesus never had it come against him, he will never fulfill his purpose. Oh, I felt that one. If Jesus never had it to come at him, he will never fulfill his purpose. His purpose probably won't never been fulfilled if he never consecrated his life. He never put things in order, things in structure. God is trying to answer your prayers. He wants you to fulfill that assignment that he gave you. Some of you, he begin an assignment with you. Some of you, you're in a new walk. Some of you, he want to fulfill the purpose. My God Almighty. And it takes what? Structure to be applied. It takes what? Order to be applied. That's the enemy when it cannot accept structure. When it cannot accept order, because they had a problem in heaven with God. And God said, you got to go. You got to go. When you feel that type of thing, you got an enemy in your flesh. And you're going to have to crucify your flesh for the enemy to die out of it. Father, we thank you tonight. As you've been revealing instruction and fasting and consecration, I thank you tonight that we are not going to see it anymore the same way. The words that we use against it, how hard something may be, how difficult it may be,
heart it is, God, that we are understanding, we understand tonight that it's for our good. It's because you are bringing us into a new place. You are answering prayers, and you're letting us understand that these kinds cannot come out. They only come out by fasting and prayer. Thank you, God, for giving us the insight. But now we understand. And now we're going to have a joyful time of living our life of fasting and prayer within your word. And we won't never see the Bible again. And we're not going to allow the enemy to fight us in that area. Every time we opening up the book, the spirit of slumminess want to fall on us. Because they want to use, they want to act as a blocker to stop us from getting the word inside of us. That's the only way we're going to be able to resist the enemy. For he could begin to flee. Us having a word inside of us. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the opportunity to take our spirits into a cleansing for your purpose, for your will. Not only that, for us as well. We thank you, God. And God, if any of us that we have not fulfilled the purpose that needs to be fulfilled, oh, we repent. Because we did not fulfill things because of our lack of knowledge. What we thought it was, what we thought it was doing. Now I understand that it comes to a time to where you want us to shut everything off. Turn everything off because you don't want that to be polluting our spirits as you begin to pour fresh oil in us. Oh, we did not know, God, but we know tonight. We understand, God, that in certain days you want us just to do certain things. We thought because I just have a glutton love for it, but we did not know you were trying to give us structure and give us order, but we can apply it in our everyday life. Oh, we know now, God. God, you've been trying to wake us up 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning to pray. Oh, we know now, God, why you're doing it. Because you don't want us to be on a set schedule. But the enemy understand our walk. He understand our direction. And for us to not get comfortable with what you are doing, because you're a God that always changes. My God, I thank you. We bless your name. Saints of God, my partners and listeners all over the world, I pray tonight that you will not look at fasting the same way. You'll look at more of a benefit than a harm. You'll look at it as something that is enjoyable to do because it's going to cause you to be stronger, or as something as if it's a discomfort. I pray that tonight, that you've been blessed tonight to come in the insight of what God is doing through fasting and prayer and consecration. We have one more night, and that's tomorrow night. Let's use tomorrow night as our best night. Because we don't detox our spirit. We don't pour it into God. We don't allow God to pour into us. We understand why he's doing it. And now we're going to develop a love for it. I want you to develop a love for spending time with God. It's for your good. It's for your good. I thank you guys tonight, and I bless God for you. Tomorrow morning, we'll be back on at 7 a.m. with our very own, our Pastor Smith. We thank God for him and our very own Mother Jackson. We thank God for them. And I thank God for all of you. All of you that been holding on. And some of you, you probably stumbled a little bit. You probably failed a little bit. But I thank God for you. It's not easy to really please God. And I hope this week you really understand that it takes work. It takes a lot of sacrificing of yourself. It takes a lot of discipline. It's not easy. But one thing about it, it's enjoyable. It's fun. It's lovable. And we thank you. ADM, I'm going to say this on a side note. Many of you was at the service tonight. You might not know what this week and how it done grew and blossomed you. But tonight you had Pastor weeping. I was weeping to hear how your prayer life began to mature. How things that you begin to pray, how it began to flow out of you. And if you really look back where you begin and see yourself now, you went through what you went through, and God allowed it for you to be a better individual. Great job. Keep up the good work. But don't stop right there where you are. God got a lot more. He has a lot more for you. But you might not never see it because you spend time with yourself every day. But ones that doesn't spend time with you every day, not only we see it, but we also feel it. Keep up the good work. All your hard work and all your sacrifice that you're putting in. And I know the journey can be difficult at times. It's not in vain. The hand of the Lord is upon you all. And God got things great for you. And you have not seen nothing yet. This is only the preparation for the beginning of the journey that he's going to get ready to take you on. Keep up the good work. My partners, same to you. Let's keep moving forward in the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. Good night. See you in the morning. God bless you.